"You find your own cases more interesting than mine," said Holmes with some asperity. "I was going to say that my practice could get along very well for a day or two, since it is the slackest time in the year." "Excellent," said he, recovering his good humour. "Then we'll look into this matter together. I think that we should begin by seeing Forbes. He can probably tell us all the details we want until we know from what side the case is to be approached." "You said you had a clue." "Well, we have several, but we can only test their value by further inquiry. The most difficult crime to track is the one which is purposeless. Now, this is not purposeless. Who is it who profits by it? There is the French ambassador, there is the Russian, there is whoever might sell it to either of these, and there is Lord Holdhurst."
"Lord Holdhurst?"
"Yes. It is just conceivable that a statesman might find himself in a position where he was not sorry to have such a document accidentally destroyed."
"Not a statesman with the honourable record of Lord Holdhurst."
"It is a possibility, and we cannot afford to disregard it. We shall see the noble lord today, and find out if he can tell us anything. Meanwhile, I have already set inquiries on foot."
"Already?"
"Yes, I sent wires from Woking Station to every evening paper in London. This advertisement will appear in each of them."
He handed over a sheet torn from a notebook. On it was scribbled in pencil, £10 reward, the number of the cab which dropped a fare at or about the door of the Foreign Office in Charles Street at 9:45 in the evening of May 23rd. Apply 221B Baker Street.